Today is the day the Team Isle of Man gets its campaign underway at the 2026 Commonwealth Games in Glasgow. And it seems fitting, therefore, that this episode of the Manx Radio Sportscast takes a look at the squad which is getting everything up and running. The Isle of Man Bowls team is made up of four competitors, Mark McGreal, Michael Collister, Paula Garrett and Caroline Whitehead, all keen to make an impression in Scotland over the coming days. Ahead of today's action, I caught up with the Isle of Man Bowls quartet to hear about how much they're looking forward to coming up against some of the best in the world over the next 10 days. Thank you very much, all of you, for your time. Mark, actually, going to come to you first, and just quite generally as well, heading to the Commonwealth Games this summer. Of course, you're all very busy with your respective bowls competitions and all your sessions throughout the year, but how exciting is it for you all to be heading to something like the Commonwealth Games this summer?
It's superb, to be fair. It's been a long, hard drawn up process really to get us all selected. I'm sure everybody else who knows that goes through that kind of process, that trying to achieve a position in the Commonwealth Games team, it's difficult when you're fighting all other sports, so to be able to put bowls on the map as after we missed out for Birmingham altogether is unprecedented for us as a club, really.
And Michael, you know what it's like to compete internationally in the sport as well, so the fact that you're coming up against, you know, some of the best in the world in something like this, no disrespect of course to what else you do throughout each season, but to be coming up against some of the best, how exciting a prospect is that?
Yeah, it's something that you don't typically do day to day in bowls. We've actually drawn some huge names in bowls in our group. We've specifically drawn Scotland, so playing them boys that have won multiple gold medals on their home turf is going to be a privilege.
I imagine it could be a pretty noisy crowd at times if you're up against the home nation of the home nations. Paula, you were actually one of the later additions to the team as well, so I guess what was that like getting that? I don't know whether it was a call, a text or an email or whatever, but you know, how was that to get that call up to say, hey, could you come to Glasgow with us?
Over the moon. I didn't expect to at all. A wild card, yeah, just didn't expect it. So yes, really chuffed to be picked. Absolute privilege.
Now, Caroline, you and everyone else are just on quite a general sense. You're all very active in bowls throughout the year around everything else you do. The fact that you're able to practice regularly in somewhere like the NSC and take part in your competitions on and off island around the games as well, does that help you personally? Does it help the team that the fact that you can just keep that rhythm up, you can keep playing?
It is great having the facility here down at the NSC and being able to come down. They've been very good and allowed us to come down at any time to practice, other than when it's being used, which has been a great help to us. It really has. And yeah, it does. It keeps that momentum going. We've all had to stop any other sports that we were doing, so we're just basically concentrating on this for the last at least 3 weeks.
Now, Mark, again, quite a general question, really. This is just mainly for those who may be listening and, you know, maybe don't know the ins and outs of the bowl side of things, because there are different disciplines. There's different little variations on them as well. So on the indoor bowls side of things, could you just explain quite generally, don't have to go into too many specifics if you don't want to, but the differences between indoor and the other disciplines and, I suppose, what makes it a good sport, indoor bowls?
Yeah, bowls, it's got very many different kind of categories, really. Obviously, Crown Green is incredibly popular on the Isle of Man. Lawn bowls, which is the format that we're playing, is the least popular, but it's the internationally recognised version of the sport. The key differences are that you're playing with, in the singles, four bowls, or in pairs, we're playing with three bowls each. You get a target to hit that, and it's more of a tactical game for me. It's completely different from playing lawn bowls outdoors. You've got far different things to think about in here. It's quicker. You've got to be more consistent. It can change with its speed in terms of the air conditioning and all the rest, and the atmosphere that's there, the heat in the building. So you really got to pick up your game and be far more focused in the indoor environment in order to perform at that top level.
Michael, just a little bit on that as well from your side of things. What makes a good bowls player, do you think? What are the key strengths you need to have, not just for someone like the Commonwealth Games, but in this discipline in general?
Yeah, I think to be a top bowls player, you've got to be consistent. So there's obviously a level of like technical skill and hand-eye coordination and things like that. Most people can do that, but you've got to be able to do it every bowl you play. And that's what differentiates top players to social bowlers.
Consistency the key. And Paula, a little bit off Mark was saying there about the fact that it's a hugely popular sport on the Isle of Man, not just having the likes of the NSC but the respective clubs around the island. How good is that to see outside of something like the Commonwealth Games, that it's not just the number of people that are getting involved as well, but the accessibility to it around the Isle of Man?
Yeah, it's great. We got fantastic facilities on the Isle of Man. The NSC is brilliant, but you've also got plenty of Crown Green Bowls, and you've got the Lawn Bowls at Onchan as well. So that helps. And there's no age limit. So with children playing, we have right up to people in their 90s. So there is no age barrier to this sport, really.
Absolutely. And Caroline, from your perspective, just to give people, again, a little bit of an insight into the sport itself throughout the year as well. So for you personally, again, you could be as specific or general as you want about this, but in terms of the competitions you do throughout the year on and off island, what are some of the key ones you take part in?
Well, to be perfectly honest, Crown was always my key sport, but you can only compete in Crown in the UK. What moving over to the Lawn Bowls has enabled me to do is to compete internationally, which I've been able to do. And I went to the World Championships in Australia earlier on this year, and I'm off to the Europeans again in September in Wales. So it does give you far more opportunity. And both sports can be played together. They complement each other. So, yeah, it's great. It's great to have that opportunity as an older person.
But Mark, just on what Caroline's saying there as well, yes, you know, the Isle of Man is known for its motorsport heritage throughout the world as well, but it excels in lots of other sports internationally as well. And the fact, from a bowl side of things, as Caroline was saying as well, it gives you the chance to, I suppose, you know, represent the Isle of Man, fly the Manx flag across to other parts of the world and showcase what the Isle of Man is capable of. That must be a huge positive, mustn't it?
It certainly is. I think over the last, certainly, 10 years that I've been involved with lawn bowls, you've seen the standard of competition locally increased dramatically, and we're certainly punching above our weight on the international scene. As I said, Caroline's gone to the World Championships this year. We both went to Aberdeen last year for the World Championship as well. We both qualified for the knockout rounds, which is where you need to be at in order to compete. Where I think a lot of the minnow nations, as they call them, would be expecting to be down the bottom end of the table, but we're hugely competing with those top boys, and hopefully the likes of Scotland to get a fright when me and Michael get a chance at them.
And I suppose that's one of the things, Michael, as well, is you're all going to be out there to do your best and try and win. That's a given as well. But almost putting a bit of a statement down, if you can, as well, to some of these nations that have, you know, maybe more players at their disposal or different resources. If you're able to go out there and impress in front of them, it's going to say it's not just going to say about, you know, what infrastructure the Isle of Man has generally, but also what you can all do as well, that you can, as Mark's, you know, talking about as well, the fact that you've earned your place at this level on merit. How good will that feel? Just to, whatever success looks like for you, make a bit of a statement at something like this.
Yeah, absolutely. I've actually been playing up in Scotland for the last few years, and so I've been playing against this level of boys quite regularly, and everybody is beatable. I believe that I could win any game whilst we're there. It's just about being consistent and doing it through the whole competition. But yeah, just obviously looking to qualify at the group stage, and then whatever happens is a bonus.
Excellent. And yeah, just one more question to you, Paula, and Caroline as well. So Paula, from your side of things, again, you can be as specific or as general as you want. Do you personally or the rest of the team have any particular objectives in mind when you go to Glasgow?
Win as many games as possible and qualify through our group to the next stages. That would be wonderful. But yeah, just go, enjoy and do our best.
Couldn't have said it much better myself there. But and Caroline, just on that as well, the fact that you go to something like Glasgow, and again, as I sort of said when I was just asking a question to Michael before, you all want to do well, that is a given. But the fact, how important is it going to be that, along with wanting to win as many games as possible, you can go and enjoy it, because the Commonwealth Games only comes around once every 4 years.
Yeah, you're right. It does only come around once every 4 years. And this is something I never thought I would be part of. I did go to Birmingham as a line judge for badminton. So I've been to the Commonwealth Games before, but seen it from the officiating side. And it's just such an honour to be there on the playing side this time. And I'll see it from inside the stadium, not on the outside of the stadium, which will be lovely.
Thank you for having the stamina to make it to the end of the Manx Radio Sportscast. You're clearly someone who has their eye on the ball at all times. Want to hear more about the latest sporting news across the Isle of Man and much more? Then might I recommend you take the plunge and subscribe to this series or a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so that, in a flash, all of our finest moments take a winner's place on your smartphone. Thank you.